Persons who require a digital vaccination certificate are required to have specific documents. 1, a passport size photo, which is optional. 2, vaccination card. And 3, identification card. Persons are also asked to note that the digital certificate can take between 1 to 3 days for the information to be forwarded to their email. The Ministry of Health said some of the benefits of a digital vaccination certificate includes improved international travel relations between St. Vincent and the Grenadines and other jurisdictions, including the UK, India, Canada, USA and similar, improved security and data quality management of vaccination records, and reduces handwritten errors and misinterpretation. Regionally, the total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Barbados since the outbreak now stands at 15,588. And leader of government business in the Senate in Jamaica, Kamina Johnson-Smith, has admitted that the administration did not give priority treatment to people with disabilities in the early stages of the delivery of COVID-19 vaccinations. Internationally, the White House has outlined new rules for foreign travelers to the U.S. as flight restrictions lift for the first time since the pandemic began in 2020. The plan to reopen the U.S. border next month to foreign flights includes a requirement that almost all foreign visitors be vaccinated against COVID. The U.S. travel ban has grown to include dozens of countries, including the UK, much of Europe, China, and India. Meanwhile, pediatric doctors could soon find themselves on the front lines of a U.S. government plan to get some 28 million school-aged children in line for their coronavirus jabs. Advisory boards to the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, and Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, will meet in the coming days to discuss authorizing the Pfizer vaccine for children between 5 and 11 years old. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.